Gleanings from the Psalms. Chapter 139. Psalm 92, The Palm Tree. There is probably no other tree that exists in greater variety, and that is more beautiful and stately in every variety, than the palm tree. Moreover, it is as useful as it is beautiful. From the different species of palm an abundance of different kinds of delicious and nourishing food is obtained, and from its leaves and fibers are manufactured clothing and dwellings for men. Because it is one of the most perfect of trees, it is used as a symbol of a righteous man. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. They will be upright as the palm tree, to show the uprightness of the God who dwells in them. It is said of the palm tree that it will not be pressed or bound downward, or grow crooked, though heavy weights be laid on it. This is the case with the real Christian, who, though cast down, is not destroyed, and who cannot be bound down by any chain that Satan can forge. The palm is one of the most symmetrical of trees. A perfect tree of any kind is always symmetrical, but the palm seems, more than any other tree, to be superior to circumstances. In this it is the picture of the righteous man, who walks in the light, and as the light shines equally all round him, grows equally toward the light in every direction, because he eagerly takes in every ray of light. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. The palm tree, like all other trees, never ceases to grow, and never outlives its usefulness. Even so with the true Christian, he never ceases to grow in grace, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The palm tree has abundant fatness, but it is not gross in appearance. It is always lithe and slim. Its fatness is in the fruit that it yields. Even so should it be with men. People in general have a faulty idea of fatness. They think that it means abundance of adipose tissue, and this ability to tip the scale at a high figure. So they will praise the looks of a fat person, even though that person be dull of perception, and sluggish in movement. The palm tree has fatness, but it does not store it up for itself, but gives it off for the benefit of man. So the fatness of the child of God, who lives continually in the Father's house, is not obesity, but is constantly given off for the service of others. He always gives, yet never lacks. He is always laboring, yet never worn out. This comes, not naturally, but from Christ, who is the tree of life, the model and mainspring of the life of all his people.